This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's public pension fund has already removed millions of dollars from Russian banks in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine, and one state senator wants lawmakers to go further. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Senator Chris Hansen told his colleagues that the state should now look at canceling contracts with American companies and others doing business in Russia.
Let's cancel Putin's Russia. Not the Russians, but Putin's Russia.
Hansen cited national companies like Cargill, Subway, and Yum! Brands that reportedly have not pulled out of Russia. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Most of Colorado's members of Congress joined with the rest of the House Thursday, passing a bill to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and its neighbor and ally, Belarus. Colorado Republican Ken Buck.
I think we need to send every signal possible to Russia that what they've done is unacceptable, and we're going to react in the strongest terms that we can.
Colorado's Lauren Boebert was one of only 8 House members, all Republicans, to vote against the bill. Boebert said Congress was focusing on what she called distractions abroad instead of dealing with domestic issues. Colorado could eliminate sales tax for diapers and menstrual products under a bill that cleared the House Thursday. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Supporters of the bill say essential products like tampons and adult incontinence underwear shouldn't be taxed. Backers argued these taxes especially burden low-income women and families and seniors living on fixed incomes. Legislative analysts estimate the tax exemption would cost Colorado about $11 million each year, but local governments could still choose to tax the products. The measure next heads to the Senate. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
State officials are recommending a complete overhaul of the Adams 14 school district, citing a lack of leadership and stability at its schools. Chalkbeat reports a state review board has suggested closing Adams City High School, which would send students to schools in neighboring districts. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.